So we read a few verses in Isaiah chapter 53.
我哋读几段嘅公经文喺以赛亚书第五十三章。
Perhaps this is a precious chapter. We could read it all.
一张好宝贵嘅段嘅经文，让我哋一齐嚟读读。
It's all about the Lord.
全章都系关于主耶稣自己。
That is the Lord Jesus Christ.
系主耶稣自己。我谂我哋用。我哋只系用中文读啊，因为时间嘅问题，好唔好？我一齐读，用中文读。开始。
我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地，他无佳容美貌。我们看见他的时候，也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样。我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽发伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，各人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。他被欺压，受痛苦的时候不得开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在指望人之下无声。他也是这样不开口，因受欺压和审判，他被撇去。至于他同世人，谁想他受鞭打，从没有人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？他虽然未曾提到，口中也没有诡诈，人难使他与众人同埋。谁知死的时候与财主同葬，耶和华却定要将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。他必看见自己劳苦功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义务，得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽，所以我要使他与伟大的同行，与强盛的纷纷努力，因为他将其颠倒，以至于死。他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
Can we read now a few verses in Revelation chapter 5?
让我们再读启示录第五章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Revelation chapter 5, verse 6.
启示录第五章第六节。
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne,and of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as if it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中，有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，像是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。
Strange things that John saw, God showed them to him.
约翰看见嘅一啲好奇异嘅事情，乃系神向佢启示嘅。
We have great advantage in our Bibles, the visions and words of the prophets and the apostles.
我哋有好接受咗好大嘅益处，因为我哋喺从先知同埋使徒佢哋得着嘅异象，向我哋讲俾我哋听。
And here's one of the extraordinary things that John saw.
在这里有一件好 奇特的事情是约翰来到见到。
A lamb in the midst of the throne.
是在宝座那里是站着羔羊。
A lamb in the midst of the throne.
他说我看见宝座有羔羊站立。
Yesterday afternoon when I just began to think about this time of today.
昨日的下午当我开始思想到今天朝早的这个时候的交通。
The Lord dropped those words into my mind and heart.
神就将这些话语放在我的心思的里面。
A lamb in the midst of the throne.
是看见宝座有羔羊站立。
What's a lamb doing there?
一只羔羊在那里做什么呢？
That's not the place for a lamb, is it?
是那里宝座那里是好像羔羊在那里不是很配合了。
See, it says about other things there.
有其他的东西在那里。
Elders and beasts and so on.
有活物有其他的东西。
Is a very wonderful and noble company there.
是真的很奇妙也都是一班很尊贵的同伴在那里。
They're before the throne of God, God Almighty.
在那个宝座上在神的宝座那个全能者的宝座那里。
And of all things, a lamb is in the midst.
但是在这个当中就有羔羊站立。
And I began to question.
那我就问一个问题。
What's a lamb doing there?
羔羊站在那里做什么？
How did a lamb get there before the throne of God?
那只羔羊怎样是到这个宝座上呢？在神的面前。
Well, what lamb is it?
是什么羔羊呢？
It's the one we read about in Isaiah.
这个羔羊就在以赛亚书的我们读到。
He was wounded for our transgressions. Isaiah 53 verse 5.
以赛亚书第53章第5节。他因我们的罪孽被压伤。
He was bruised for our iniquities.
他因我们的罪孽被压伤。他因我们的过犯受害。
Verse 7.
第七节。
He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth.
他被欺压在受苦的时候却不开口。
He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter.And as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth.
他像羔羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。
Well, that's the lamb we're thinking about and hearing about in Revelation.
这个的羔羊在这里我们来到思想到，也都在启示录那里我们来到看见。
How was it he got to the throne?
他怎样达到宝座上？
Because...He overcame.
因为他得胜。
Even through his sufferings.
甚至于经过他的苦难。
His sufferings on our behalf.
为着我们的缘故受苦。
Those things that are said here, he was despised and rejected.
在这里讲到他是被藐视被拒绝。
He was oppressed and afflicted.
被欺压被人来到叫他受苦。
On account of all those sufferings, he overcame.
甚至在咁多嘅苦难嘅里边，佢得胜啦。
And according to Revelation 3 and verse 21,
系喺启示录嘅第三章嘅廿一节讲到嘅。
He tells us, "I overcame and am seated with my Father in His throne."
佢得胜咗，佢就坐喺佢嘅父宝座上，与他一同。做一撥咁樣做。
So that's the one we're thinking about. The one before the throne, or you may have in your translation, in the midst of the throne.
我哋今日要思想嘅就係呢位喺寶座前或者喺寶座當中嘅嗰位。
This is the one we're thinking about.
我哋今朝嚟到去思想呢一位。
How did he get there?
他怎样达到这个的宝座？
It was only through his sufferings.
是因为透过他的受苦了。
And the work that he completed upon the cross.
在十字架上他为我们成就的。
What did he do? On the cross.
在十字架上为我们作了什么呢？
He filled full all righteousness.
他是满足了所有诸般的义。
You know what it says about the kingdom?
你知不知道他讲到关于国度？
In John Romans chapter 14 and verse 17.
在羅馬書第十四章第十七節。
What does it say about the kingdom?
在那裡講關於國度是講什麼呢？
The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
羅馬書十四章十七節，它因為神的國不在乎吃喝。
It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
只在乎公義和平並聖靈中的喜樂。
Now, Christmas time, of course, we do think a bit about eating and drinking.
在聖誕的時候，或者我們都會想到一些關於飲食的事情。
Not like the world does.
但我們不像世界這樣來到。
If we do specially eat or drink at Christmas,
我們或者會在聖誕節的時候特別吃，或者在吃海那裡有特別的地方。
It's not because we have the joy of the world.
不是因為我們有世界咁嘅喜樂。
It's because we have the joy of the Lord.
因為我們有主嘅喜樂。
And this is part of the explanation. How he got to the throne.
我們可以在這裡找到一部分嘅解釋，嘅答案解釋，佢點樣能夠去到寶座嗰度。
It was through fulfilling all righteousness.
係佢滿足咗諸般嘅義。
That we might have joy and peace in believing.
以致我們能夠有喜樂有平安透過相信。
Now, who is it? Who is the Lamb?
這位的羔羊是哪位呢？
Of course, we know from the scripture, it's our Lord himself, our Lord Jesus.
沒錯，我們透過神的話語，我們知道這個是主，是我們的耶穌。
But we'll go back a bit further.
但我們再回轉頭來到再看一下。
And remember what we have in Genesis chapter 3,And verse 15.
我們記得在創世記那裡第三章那裡怎樣說呢？
Here we have reference to the seed of the woman.
在這裡講到我們看到有女人的後裔。
The seed of the woman.
女人的後裔。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 15.
創世記第三章十五節。
What does it say about him?The seed of the woman.
讲到呢个女人嘅后裔，点样描写佢咧
？He will bruise the serpent's head.
第三章十五节，佢会嚟到伤呢个嘅蛇嘅头。
Why the head?
点解蛇嘅头咧
？What's the significance of the serpent's head?
呢个蛇嘅头咁系点解咁紧要咧？点解咁紧要咧？头
蛇无头不行。
If a snake without a head, it cannot walk, crawl, cannot move.
Cannot move. Well, it's the most vulnerable part, isn't it? Head is the most easily got at.
是头是最容易被击中的地方。
It's where the authority is, isn't it?
头也是那个权柄的地方。
Head is, or the authority,is in the head.
那个权柄在个头那里。
That's why we pray in the name of Jesus.
所以我们祷告的时候是奉耶稣的名。
Because his authority is in his head.
因为他的权柄是在他的头的上面。
And it's from his head he can do all things.
在他的权柄在那里，他的头在那里，他就可以做任何的事。
And why should it be Satan's head?That the seed of the woman should bruise.
为什么要是伤这个仇敌的头，女人的后裔要伤她的头？
Because the Lord Jesus was going to deal with every part of the satanic opposition.
因为主耶稣基督是要对付仇敌这个撒旦每一个地方的反抗的地方。
And he could do that by hitting the head.
他可以這樣做，他怎樣做呢？就要打他的頭先。
If he is the Savior that we celebrate at this time of the year,
當我們紀念到這個救主在這個聖誕節的時候，
What was it that was said?
講到他是講什麼呢？
He that is born in Bethlehem,
他會在從伯利恒來出生。
He is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
在那裡為你誕生一個救主，那是主基督。
And Savior means a great salvation.
救主的意思是一个极大的拯救。
That's what's referred to in Hebrews chapter 2.
在希伯来书第二章是这样讲。
where the possibility of neglecting so great salvation.
我哋係有咁嘅可能，我哋係忽略呢個極大嘅救恩。
There the apostle is saying.
嗰度啲使徒咁樣講。
How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?
如果我哋逃避，我哋點樣去逃避呢個審判咧？若我哋忽略呢個極大嘅救恩。
If we disregard it, if we don't think much about it, it doesn't mean anything to us.
如果我哋唔去思想佢，我哋唔理會佢，如果對我嚟講，我哋唔知道佢係有咩嘅意義嘅話。
Our Savior is a great Savior, and therefore we have a great salvation.
我哋嘅救主係一個偉大嘅救主，所以我哋有一個偉大嘅救恩。
And if the Lamb is the Savior or a symbol of the Savior,
如果呢個羔羊係指導我哋嘅救主嘅話
，then he has a right to be in the place where he's spoken of.
所以佢就可以有佢嗰个当得嘅位置喺呢个嘅宝座上。
Thinking just now about the Lamb in the midst of the throne。
当我讲到想到喺呢个羔羊喺宝座上
，He has right to be there。
佢有权柄系能够去到嗰度。
He has ability by being there。
佢都有佢嘅能力可以系就至佢去到嗰度。
And he can do all he has promised because he is there。
因为佢喺嗰度嘅时候，所以佢一切应许嘅佢能够做。
He has suffered for us.
佢为我哋受苦。
He died. He was buried.
佢死咗，又为我哋埋葬。
He rose again on the third day.
佢亦都喺第三日嚟到复活。
And what does it say?
嗰度讲乜嘢咧
？Having made purification for sin.He is seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high.
佢为著罪，佢作咗嗰个嘅洁净嘅时候，佢就坐喺神嘅宝座嘅右边。
The seed of the woman.
女人嘅后裔。
Now that promise in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15.
呢个嘅应许喺创世记第三章十五节。
Awaken the nation.
系将嗰个国家嚟到呢个角度嚟到。使佢嚟到醒起嚟啦。
The very promise of someone who would bruise Satan's head. Oh, wonderful!
就系一个应许话，有一个人佢可以将仇敌蛇嘅头嚟到打伤嘅时候叫我哋就有一个苏醒醒觉真系话系好奇妙啦。
And because of the promise, there was expectation.
因为嗰度有一个应许，所以我哋有一个期望。
Because God keeps His word to everything He commits.
因为神每一个嘅话，佢应许，佢都系会落言嘅，有成就嘅。
The seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head.
佢女人嘅后裔就要伤个蛇嘅头。
Now who was the firstborn of the woman?
边个系个女人所投生嘅
？It says in Genesis chapter 4.
是在创世纪第四章那里讲到
Eve conceived and who was born?
那里夏娃来到怀孕她生了什么呢第四章第一节
I like to stand up
我喜欢起身
So if you go to sleep I'll give you a nudge
如果你睡着你如果你睡觉你可以就动下来动上来
When I was in Pakistan
当我在巴基斯坦的时候
They used to have their dinner before the meeting.
他们吃聚会之前他们有吃饭的。
And then if it was winter time,
如果是冬天的时候
the sisters would have a big blanket they'd put it over their head.
他们的小妹就有一个很厚的毡盖着他们的头。
And because some were in the front row, the sisters always in the front row.
小妹很多是坐在前面的。
I could see if they were dozing.
我看到他们是不是黑眼瞓啊。
So on one occasion I took my,spectacle case out of my pocket.
有一次我就将我个眼镜盒攞咗出嚟啦，喺个袋度，我就掟佢啦，叫过去。
Just woke up the dozing sister.
就叫嗰个瞓咗觉嘅姊妹啊，就醒了。
Well, she might have been very thankful. I don't think she was very thankful.
或者佢对我嘅咁样做，佢唔会好多谢我都唔知。
But anyway, we must keep people awake, mustn't we?
咁我哋系喺度，大家要嚟到要醒起嚟啦，唔好瞓。
If the preacher sends people to sleep, it's time for him to stop.
如果一个讲道的人叫人去睡觉的时候，他就应该停了。
So here I'm now watching.
现在我在这里看着了。
I did see a brother preaching to the ceiling one day.
但有一天我看到一个弟兄，他从个天花板来到讲道了。
So I said, you shouldn't do that.
我跟他说你不要放在天花板。
They're
not there. 他们不在天花板那里。
They're here.
他们在这里。
So keep your eye on them.
你将你的眼睛放在他们身上。
Well, here we are now.
现在我们来到。
The seed of the woman.
这女人的后裔。
Who was the seed of the woman?
这个女人的后裔是什么呢？
Who was Eve's firstborn?
夏娃的第一个投生的是谁呢？该人。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪第四章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord.
他说有一天那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕生了该人，便说耶和华使我得了一个男子。
In some translations it says,
有些的翻译的本版就是这样说，
I've gotten a man child from the Lord.
他说我得了一个男孩子从主那里来。
She said, here's the promise already fulfilled.
他说这个就是那个神的应许得着答应了。
But what was the actual fact?
但那个实在的事实是什么呢？
Satan was a step ahead.
是仇敌是行一快一步啊。
He likes to get a step ahead of all God's plans, you know.
在神的一切的计划里面，仇敌是事实上想行在这个计划之前的一步。
He likes to get in and interfere before we're thinking properly.
当我们未曾好好思想的时候，他就已经进入了那里，要去搞坏他了。
What does John, the Apostle John say?
使徒约翰说什么呢？
He was of that evil one.
他说那个就是那个魔鬼，就是那个恶者。
Cain was of that evil one.
讲到是这个该人就是那个恶者了。
That's why he slew his brother.
因为这样我们就知道他杀了他的弟兄。
So, this wasn't the seed of the woman that was going to bruise Satan's head.
所以这个该人不是那个应许的妇人 的后裔，是要到伤仇敌的头。
But the promise had provoked expectation.
但这个的应许是也都是带出的那个的期望了。
So all through the Old Testament,
在经过旧约的时候，
there's evidence of this expectation. Is this the one? Is this the one? Is this the one?
那里有很多的人的期望，就说这个来的是不是呢？那个来的是不是他呢？是不是他呢？
They were expecting.
他们来到期望是等待着，他们在这里来到寻找
the man, the man.
就是那位，就是唯一那位，
Not any man,
不是任何一位，
the seed of the woman.
就是女人的那个后裔，就是那个后裔。
Now, their hopes were disappointed again and again.
他们的期望就在那里屡次的来到失望了。
We read about that, the disappointed hopes of God's people.
都看到读到是神的子民 的失望了。
See, in Isaiah 59,
在以赛亚书第59章。
Isaiah 59, verse 16.
以赛亚书第59章第16节。
What does it say?
以赛亚书59章16节，那里说什么呢？
Sorry, it takes me a little more time to find it.What's it say in verse 16?
59章16節講咩呢？
We saw that there was no man and wondered there was no intercessor.
那時耶和華看見沒有公平，甚不喜悅。
There are so many promises in Isaiah. Well, thank you, that's a good idea.
在以賽亞書那裡有很多的應許。
There was so much expectation,
那里很多的期望,
that every man was examined or thought about.
每一个人他们都是去被去检查，或者他们来到你去想一想究竟他是不是。
When there was childbirth,
当是有一个人的出生的时候诞生了。
Great care had to be taken.
好小心的来到去为着这个的生产。
But if it should be a male,
如果是一个男孩的话
might be the man.
这个或者 可以或者是那个女人的后裔。
See, in Leviticus chapter 12,
在利未记第十二章那里讲到
there are very careful details given about the event of childbirth.
讲到生产的时候那里有一个很仔细 的指定。
I was once conducting Bible study in a missionary's home. Holiday home.
有一次我在一个传教士去度假的地方那里我来到带一个查经。
And I was taking studies in the book of Leviticus.
在那里我带领一个查经是查利未记。
And I thought, oh, chapter 12.I think I better dodge that one.
話十二章或者唔好讀嗰章啦，跳過啦。
I was getting along nicely up to chapter 11.
一路嘅讀到帶領查經達到十一章嗰度都係好好啦，帶得。
But chapter 12.
達到十二章嘅時候
，What's it about？
係講乜嘢啊
？It's all about childbirth.
嗰度佢係講到婦人生子。
And how careful the woman particularly had to be.
特別呢個嘅懷孕嘅婦人生孩子嘅婦人，佢特別係好小心嘅。
There must be cleanness.
嗰度一定要有好多好嘅潔淨。
And there must be careful cleansing after the event.
亦都喺之後生產之後，嗰度要洗潔得好清潔啦。
And there makes a difference between.The boys and the girls.
在那里也都将男孩诞生和女孩诞生有分别了。
In each case, there had to be care and cleanliness.
每男女他都是要洗得很干净的。
But in the case of a male, a boy,
如果是男孩的时候生出来的时候
there was extra days given for this purpose.
也都有更多的日子为着这个诞生了之后的孩子。
Now, I wanted to dodge that chapter.
咁我就想唔读嗰节章嘅节。
Lord said, "No, you can't dodge it. It's in my word."
咁主同我讲话，你唔可以跳过呢章，呢啲系我嘅话嚟噶。
So I prayed and thought about it.
咁我就祷告，我就思想啦。
Then I realized it's all connected with this question of the seed of the woman.
我就原来就发觉系都呢一段经文系连上嗰个妇人嘅后裔。
Care had to be taken at the time of birth of any child, whether girl or boy.
在生产的时候，无论男孩女孩，都要好小心的照料。
But more particular care if it was a boy.
特别如果是一个男孩，就更多的照料了。
Because you could never tell it was going to be the seed of the woman that should bruise the serpent's head.
因为你不可以知道那时候这个是不是就是个应许话，就是那个。婦人的女人的後裔。
But for centuries, it didn't happen.
但是很多的咁多的世紀來都這事情沒有發生到。
We've got this reference here in 59, Isaiah
59:16. 在以賽亞書第59章第16節那裡怎麼說呢
?He saw there was no man and wondered.
这里是以赛亚书59章第16节，他说见无人拯救，无人代求，甚为诧异了。
Not yet the man who would bruise the serpent's head.
这个人是要女人的后裔，伤仇敌的头，还未来到。
So they're still waiting and expecting.
所以他们继续的来到等待，也都是去期望了。
And see in chapter 63.
我睇到以赛亚书63章
，and verse 5.
第五节
，I looked and there was none to help. I wondered that there was none to uphold.
我仰望见无人帮助，我诧异没有人扶持。
So the man has not come yet.
即系呢个人应许嘅人还未嚟啦。
In Jeremiah chapter 5,
我睇耶利米书第五章
They're still searching,
佢仍在继续嘅寻找
and still disappointed.
亦都系好失望嘅
See in Jeremiah chapter 5,
耶利米书第五章
verse 1,
第五章第一节
Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and seek in the broad places thereof. if ye can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment.
第五章第一节耶利米书，你们当在耶路撒冷的街上跑来跑去，在宽阔处寻找，看看有人有一人行公义求诚实没有，若有我就赦免这事。
Still the search, still the expectation.
仍然去寻找，仍然都要去啊去期望。
But yet disappointment.
亦都喺嗰度系失望。
Turn over to Ezekiel chapter
22. 我睇去啊以西结书第廿二章。
Ezekiel chapter 22.
以西结书廿二章。
Verse 30.
廿二章第三十节。
What does it say? Verse 30.
以西结书廿二章第三十节，嗰度点样讲呢？
I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. I found none.
三十节，我在他们中间寻找一人重修长行，在我面前为这国站在破口。
So the search goes on through all the centuries of the Old Testament.
啊，佢哋扎营扎不着，所以喺咁多个世纪以嚟，啊，一路佢哋啊都系等待啊呢个嘅啊应许。
Expecting the promise to be fulfilled.
啊，都系期望呢个应许可以得着啊啊成就啦。
Looking for the man.
亦都寻找着，等待着呢个人。
But no, not found.
亦都，但系佢揾唔到啦。
But then, what do we find in the New Testament?
但喺新約裏面我哋讀到係乜嘢呢？
We find Pilate making an extraordinary statement.
我哋睇到比拉多嗰度宣告一個好特別嘅一個嘅宣言。
In John,
約翰福音
chapter 19,
十九章。
John chapter 19,
約翰福音十九章。
We'll read a few verses here.
我哋睇几节嘅经文。
From verse 1 to verse 5.
第一节至到第五节，约翰福音十九章一至五节。
You read verse
5. 我读。当下比拉多将耶稣鞭打了，兵丁用荆棘编作冠冕戴在他头上，给他穿上紫袍，又挨近他说：恭喜犹太人的王啊！他们就用手掌打他。比拉多又出来对众人说：我带他出来见你们，叫你们知道我查不出他有什么罪来。耶稣出来带着荆棘冠冕，穿着紫袍。比拉多对他们说：你们看这个人。
Here, Pilate has a burst of revelation.
在这里好像比拉多得着一个启示。
It's contrary to all that he might have been thinking.
他和他一路的思想关于这个人好现在来到一个时候是刚刚相反的。
It's uncharacteristic of Pilate.
但在比拉多自己他都不会不是这样的。
He makes this profound declaration.
就是他可以讲一个这么深奥的一个宣言。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Pilate said to them, Behold the man!
比拉多对他们说，你们看这个人。
He may not have said it just like that.
或者唔系好似我咁样讲，咁样大声喺度讲。
But the people must have felt like that.
但系呢个人佢睇到听到嘅时候，佢哋就会苏醒过嚟啦。睇下。
Hold the man.
佢睇下呢个人。
Sometimes even Gentiles get something that other people do not have.
甚至有时候呢外邦嘅人，佢哋得咗一啲嘅嘢。他猶太人都沒了。
Pilate may be really speaking beyond his knowledge.
或者比拉多他講這句話的時候，他說未曾認識到這句話的含義是超過他所認識的。
He may not really know what he is saying.
或者他不知道他說什麼。
But this is music in the ears of all those who are hoping for the Savior.
但是這句話是一個好像音樂一樣，是對一班他們期望救主嚟嘅人
，longing and looking for the one who's going to bruise the serpent's head。
佢哋系期望，佢哋系寻找呢一位，佢哋呢一位可以嚟到伤仇敌嘅头。
Behold the man！
佢话睇看啦呢个人。
When did he say that of Jesus？
佢几时嚟到咁样嚟到宣告耶稣呢
？When he might have appeared most unlikely to be the man。
啊，就是那个时候，耶稣在那个时候，真的不是好像是啊，可以说啊，就是那位啊，那个应许那个人。
It's when Jesus was going out of the city to Calvary.
当耶稣是出了城市，要到各个他山上的时候。
And oh, what a miserable, dreadful picture he was.
在那里的图画是一个很可怜，是一个很可怕的一个图画。
With the crown of thorns.
啊！佢戴上嘅系荆棘嘅冠冕。
With blood and human spittle coming down all over his face。
啊！佢嘅面上有血，同埋人嘅口水嘅唾沫流喺从面度流落嚟。
Face that had been bruised and spat upon so violently。
佢嘅面系被打到伤肿晒咁样嘅情况。
A face that Isaiah prophesied about。In
52,
speaking 700 years before Jesus came,
在耶稣基督700年前已经是来到预表预讲道
says his face more marred than any man.
他说他的面容是比一切的人是被毁容更多了。
52 that is, isn't it?
是第52章
13, 14. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently and be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was more marred than any man.
52章第13、14节。我的仆人行事必有智慧，必被高举上升，且成为至高。许多人因他惊奇，他的面貌比人憔悴，他的形容比人世人孤苦。
His visage more marred than any man.
他说他的面貌比别人憔悴。
And that is alternatively rendered in this way.
或者是换句话来到描写的时候
He'd been so beaten about in the face
that
he couldn't really think that this was a human face.
就是说他的面被打到个地步淤肿到个地步你看的时候看不出原来这个是一个人的面。
And yet, what does Pilate say?
但是比拉多说什么呢
Behold the man.
他说看啊这个人。
He's come.
啊，佢嚟到啦。
But he doesn't look to be the likely saviour, does he?
啊，当个人睇到嘅时候，唔会话啊呢、这个啊就系救主啦。
Going out to be crucified.
系出去被钉十字架。
How can he be the man that's going to bruise Satan's head?
佢点会成为个系嗰个人系要伤仇敌嘅头咧？
Ah, yes.
但系。
He was nevertheless.
但系佢就系嗰一位。
He died.
佢喺度死。
He was buried.
他是被埋葬
But he rose again,
但是他再复活
victorious over death,
他是战胜死亡
being defeating the devil, the sin, and death.
战败了魔鬼战败了罪恶 战胜了死亡
triumphing over all the principalities and powers.
他在一切天上执政掌权的之上是得胜了
The Lamb in the midst of the throne. What does it say?
羔羊在这个宝座上。
When he had accomplished all things.
关于他讲到说当他成就一切之后。
When he purged us from our sins by his sacrifice.
当他是赎罪是献上他自己为祭的时候将我们一切的罪洗净的时候。
He ascended to the right hand of the Father.
他就升到父神的右边。
He says, I have overcome.
他说我已经得胜。
And I sit with my father in his throne.
我和我的父在他的宝座上同坐。
But who is he?
他是谁呢?
He's the Lamb.
他是那个羔羊。
Why the Lamb?
为什么是羔羊呢?
You know, John the Baptist pointed him out, identified him as the Lamb.
施洗约翰指住佢时候就话佢系羔羊。
John the Baptist pointed out and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world."
先系约翰看见佢指着佢就话：佢看啊，神嘅羔羊，除去世人嘅罪孽。
He was the Lamb on earth.
他在地上是个羔羊。
And he paid the price of the Lamb.
他是付上羔羊所付的代价。
We think of the Lamb in the meadow, feeding on the grass.
当我们想到羊是在青草上来吃青草的时候。
Or we think of the Lamb in the butcher shop.
但我们想到羊在这个卖猪肉铺那里的时候。
Well, it's better for us to think upon the Lamb in the midst of the throne.
但是更好的就当我想到这个羔羊的时候他在宝座上。
That's the position he proceeded to when he had purged us from our sins.
当他将从我们的罪拯救出来的时候他就达到这个宝座上。
Yes, how unlikely that man with such a hideous face.
但是我们觉得没可能的可以说就是为什么这个人他的面容是这么受毁的时候这个人就是那位在那个宝座上。
You know, the Apostle Paul describes the face of Jesus.
你知道保罗他形容主的面貌的时候。
What does he say about the face of Jesus?
他怎么讲到耶稣基督的面貌呢
?In 2 Corinthians,
在哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
Verse 6.
哥林多后书第四章第六节。
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
In the face of Jesus Christ.
显在耶稣基督的面上。
In that face with which he went out to the cross.
当他来到上十字架的时候我们见到他的面。
What's it say?
那个面是说
的。The glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
这个面是怎样的面呢就是神的荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
The knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
他说我叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
说到就是这个荣耀的光我们得知到神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
We are permitted sometimes, you know, to read the Bible backwards.
我们有时候我们是准许我们读圣经的时候由后面读到前面。
And of all verses in the Bible which we can do that with, I like this the best.
如果我们可以由圣经由倒转来读的时候，这个经文，如果可以这样的时候，这一节的经文我是最欢喜这样读的。
The face of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的面。
You know, a face gives people away.
如果你看你的面你的面的表情或者你的面所发出来人可以知道一些东西了。
Sometimes there are things we want to hide.
有时候我们想掩埋一些东西不给人知道。
But your face will give you away.
但你的面貌你的面是人家看到的时候就会察觉一些东西。
That means people will see in your face something you don't want them to see.
人会从你的面看到一些东西你不想人看到的。
The face tells a story.
面很多时候是被人读到一个故事。
But in the face of Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督的面
as he went out, smitten, his face more marred than any man.
当他出去的时候他的面是被受毁了他的面是被人用口水唾骂他的面是比面貌比一切的人是更憔悴。
What's the glory of God in that face?
那里有神荣耀的光在这个这样的被毁的 面容上。
How could it be?
怎么可以有呢
?The glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
他说神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
The knowledge of the glory of God.
他说我们得知道神荣耀的光。
The light of the knowledge of the glory of God.
他说这个的荣耀的光所带出来的叫我们的知道。
What is the glory of God?
神的荣耀是什么呢
It's the grace of God.
那是基督那是神自己的恩典。
What does it say? In John?
圣经怎样跟我们说在约翰福音。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
Verse 17. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
第一章十七节，律法本是藉着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
Go back to verse 14.
我哋睇到十四节嘅时候。
And the Word, speaking of Jesus, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
道呢个指着基督耶稣，佢话十四节道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Do we want to know what grace means?
我们想不想知道究竟恩典嘅意思系乜嘢呢？
We'll see the face of Jesus Christ.
你睇到耶稣基督嘅面貌，你就知道。
Glory of God, God's grace is His glory.
那系神嘅荣耀，神嘅恩典，那系佢嘅荣耀。
Giving to men unmerited, undeserved favor.
俾人嘅时候系人唔能够当得配得，系一个极大嘅恩宠。
And doing for us all that needs to be done by way of reparation and restoration.
系为我哋所作嘅，我哋自己唔能够做，系叫我哋得与恢复，系得与和好过嚟。
Not Jesus in the boat, but Jesus on the cross.
唔系耶稣喺个船上嘅耶稣，那系耶稣喺十字架上。
Or Jesus on the way to Calvary.
耶稣嚟到喺去各各他嘅路上。
So damaged, so wounded.
他的主当时是极受极之的重伤，极多的伤痕。
He could hardly be recognized as a man.
在那时候，他的面容受毁到的地步，不像一个人的样子。
But Pilate says, "Behold the man."
但比拉多在那时候说，看啊，这人。
Because he was that man.
因为这个就是那个人应许的人。
Fulfilling all righteousness in his death and resurrection.
他是在他的死和他复活是成就了诸般的义。
He who is also called the Lamb is seen in the midst of the throne.
这个他被称为羔羊的是在宝座上被人看见。
How did he get there?
他怎样来到达到宝座呢？
Only by the way of the cross.
那是经过十字架的路。
You know what it says in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2?
你知道在希伯来书第十二章第二节怎样讲呢？
For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
希伯来书十二章第二节，他说他因摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Did Jesus have joy?
耶稣有没有喜乐？
Yes, I discovered he was a man of joy.
有，因为我发现到他原来是一个满有喜乐的人。
Only recently, really, I have come to realize the joy that Jesus had in everything that he did.
只是最近啫，我就发觉到原来主耶稣基督每一件事情他作的满有喜乐。
Whether it's cleansing the leper,
无论是洁净这个麻风，
or giving sight to the blind,
或者叫这个盲的人得看见，
or speaking to the dumb,
或者叫这个哑的人能够听，
or hearing to the deaf,
或者是聋的人能听到。
Jesus plunged into his ministry to each with joy.
每次耶稣基督进入他的服侍的时候都是满有喜乐。
And he could, and he would, repair the damage that had been done by Satan.Through sin, through tempting us into sin.
他能够，他可以来到改正一切受敌这个蛇来到一切的毁坏，因着罪带进来的。
How perfect his work!
他的工作何等的完全。
A new creation.
叫我们成为一个新的创造。
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人。
New creature, a new creation.
一个新造的，一个新的创造。
All things have passed away, all has become new.
他旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
A new spirit will I give unto you.
佢話我將一個新嘅靈放喺你嘅裏邊。
I met a man in a village in Pakistan a few years ago.
係啊，幾年前我喺一個巴基斯坦一個鄉村度碰見一個人。
I may have told you this before.
或者我或者講過俾你聽都唔定。
I had visited that village once before.
我曾經以前去過呢個鄉村。
And I had visited that man's house.
亦都去探過呢個人，進過呢個人嘅屋企。
Now I meet him in the street. I didn't exactly remember that I visited his house at the time, but I did afterwards.
喺個時候我就唔記得我前去過佢屋企，但係喺個時候我喺街度碰到佢啦。
And instead of saying, "How are you? Good morning."
佢冇講話，你好嘛，早晨。
He said to me,
佢同我講
"Do you know what's wrong with me?"
佢你知唔知我有咩就係唔好啊，唔啱啊。
I said, "No, what's wrong with you?"
我唔知道啊，你有咩事情發生唔好啊
？He said, "My heart."
我心。
Oh, I said, "That's right."
你嘅心係咪係咁好
？That's what the Bible says.
係啊，聖經度講到呢個心。
Your heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
神嘅話你嘅心係極之嘅詭詐，壞到極點。
But God tells you what to do with it.
但神話俾你聽應該點樣做。
Give me your heart.
佢話若俾我你嘅心。
And if you do,
如果你俾嘅時候
，He says, give you a new heart and a new spirit.
佢話俾你一個新心，一個新嘅靈。
That's the answer I gave to him.
我咁樣回答佢。
He was troubled about his heart.
佢對佢嘅心，佢好煩惱。
And we should all be troubled about our heart.
我應該對我哋嘅心都係好煩惱嘅。
Not so much physically.
唔係嗰個肉呢個講到我哋人裏邊嗰個心嗰、那個心臟。
But spiritually.
係喺靈嘅裏邊。
Is my heart right with God?
我嘅心係同神係咪和好啦，相融。
Well, we can get it right.
我哋
There is the man.
因為我哋可以呢、這個心可以。得着一个真的心因为有这个人。
And the witness that has been to Calvary and paid the price is now seen in his being in the throne.
他就是那个见证出他在因为他经过死亡经过受苦为着我们现在他上到宝座的时候这个是见证出他所作的。
The Lamb!In the midst of the throne.
他說羔羊他見到羔羊在寶座上。
But you know, there's some weeping there. It wasn't all shouting and joyful.
但是那裡不是 全部都是喜樂歡呼那裡有人是哀哭。
What does it say?
那裡有哀哭那裡說什麼呢啟示錄。
John not only sees the Lamb in the midst of the throne.
啟示錄第五章他不单只看见羔羊在宝座上。
Well, he sees he's got a book in his hand.
他都看到那里在他的手那里有拿着书卷。
And there's weeping because the Lamb in the midst of the throne has a book in his hand.
那里就有哀哭的时候因为看到这个羔羊在他的手中拿着书卷。
See what it says in chapter 5, Revelation.
我看启示录第五章。
Verse 1 and 2.
第一台第二節。
I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?
第五章第一節，第二節。我看見坐寶座的右手中有書卷。里外都写着字，用七印封严了。我又看见一位大力的天使，大声宣传说：有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那七印呢？在天上、地上、地底下，没有能展开、能观看那书卷。
And there was weeping because they couldn't see anybody who could open the book.
佢哋因为没有展开配展开、配观看那书卷。我就大哭。
Who could open this sealed book?
誰能夠展開這個封住的書卷呢
It's a title deeds of property.
這個書卷是那個得著那個的契約。
This is the book declared
这个书卷来到宣告。
That the person who had it, whose right it was,
这个人他拥有这个契约了，亦都他有权的得着。
Had paid the price,
亦都是付上了个代价。
Had done it in the presence of witnesses,
亦都在见证人当中他作了。
And had the title deeds declaring that transaction.
他都得着这个的屋契或者指明到已经是转了手了。
We read about that in Jeremiah chapter
32.
When there had to be purchasing of property,
当要买一个屋地物业的时候,
it had to be done in a legal way.
是要在一个合法的情况来做。
God has laws which are perfect.
神有他的律法是完备的。
And so all business transactions had to be law wise.
所以在一切的商业的过手的时候一定要是在律法的底下。
And particularly the purchasing of property.
特别是买物业的时候。
Had to be done according to the law.
是按照他们的律法来做。
The price agreed.
当他们是到大家定了一个价钱。
The price paid.
也都是同意了也都是付出。咗呢个价银啊
！Names of the witnesses，
亦都有嗰阵时候有见证人嘅名字写喺上边。
And sealed，
嗰度亦都封咗人啊。
Two books， one open and one shut。
嗰度有两卷嘅书，一本系打开，一本系还系封住嘅。
The one that was open would bear witness to what was in the closed one。
呢本打开嘅系到见证出，系见证嗰个系还系封着嘅。
The owner was legally right。
这个得有这个的得这个契的这个书 的主人他有那个的合法的权利。
Price had been paid, everything was legal.
他一切都是合法的因为他已经付上给了代价了。
That was the Lord's, that was right in the Lord's redeeming work on Calvary.
这个就是主在十字架上在各国他上他来到救赎的工作。
God had said,The soul that sinneth must die.
他说一个人的灵魂是因着罪要死的。
So if Christ had come to save,
如果基督来到拯救的话
he must die.
他一定要死。
And those who would be saved by him must die with him.
那些是因着他被拯救的一定要跟他一同同死。
As Paul says, we have, or I have been crucified with Christ.
好像保罗说他说我们或者我已经跟基督同钉了。
Or as Paul says in another place,
或者保罗在另一处这样说
Of God are we in Christ Jesus.
他说我们
wisdom, righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
他说我们都是本乎神在基督里面他已经成为了我们的圣洁。公义救赎和拯救和智慧。
So the Lamb before the throne or in the midst of the throne has the book.
所以这个羔羊在宝座上他有这个书卷。
That declares his right to have.
他都是宣告了他得着这个书卷他是有权柄。
And when it is opened, it will make manifest. It will show clearly.
当他打开的时候就会一切都会掀开揭露了。很清楚的。
Who had been redeemed by the man, the seed of the woman.
是对为那班是被拯救那班的人他们是透过这个女人的后裔被拯救的。
Pilate says, behold the man.
比拉多这样宣告他看啊这人。
Whose visage was more marred than any man's.
他的面貌面容是比别人一切的人更憔悴。
He suffered the death of the cross.
他因为经过十字架的死。
But he overcame.
但是他得胜。
He had the victory.
他是已经胜利了。
Over sin, Satan, and death.
又战胜了罪、魔鬼、仇敌和死亡。
That he could say when questioned, I have overcome.
当他被人问他的时候他说我已经得胜
And am seated in the right hand of the majesty on high.
他应该说我已经是跟这个在宝座上的神同坐。
This is the man, brothers and sisters, this is the man.
这个就是那个人弟兄姊妹遮就是者就是者人。
So many others, so many people today are trying an alternative to Jesus.
今天很多的人他们不靠耶稣，他们找别一条的路。
They want to find some other way.
他们要找别一条路。
Imagine that they can find some other way.
如果你想他们能够找别的路。
Some say all religions lead to God.
有些人说他所有的宗教都带去神那里。
But Jesus said, no man cometh unto the Father.
但耶稣说他不是藉着我就没有人能到父那里去。
It's only by the Father that we get into the family.
藉着父我们才能够进到父的家庭。
He is the man.
我们的主就是那人。
Beloved of God, that we might see him.
我们能够透过我们能够见到他。
Though in the Bible, he appears to be a lamb.
虽然在圣经里面他好像让我们看到是羔羊
Beautifully submissive as a lamb
是一个很顺服的美丽的图画
Beautifully meek and unprotesting as a lamb
这个羔羊他是很美丽 的柔顺谦和他没有反抗
I was once in the field with a farmer
有一次我和一个农夫在一个农场的地方
andIn the field were his sheep.
在那个田野的地方有他的羊。
He didn't say anything to me, he just took one sheep, cut his throat, and took it home.
他没有跟他说什么，他拿着一只羊，他割了他的喉咙，拿回家。
And the sheep never made a noise.
那只羊一点声都没出声。
True to scripture, the Lamb of God.
真的好像圣经里面讲的，就是羔羊是这样。
He opened not his mouth.
我冇开口啦。
When my father killed a pig,
当我嘅父亲杀只猪嘅时候
，It was very different.
好唔同啦，杀猪。
When the lamb was killed,
当个羊被杀嘅时候
，Not a sign of protest.
佢却不开口，嗰度冇嚟到反抗。
Jesus said, "Lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me to do Thy will."
耶稣话：我按着经卷嚟到嘅时候系。来到信服来到行父的旨意
He did the will of God by dying
他信服神的旨意是来到死了
And so much has come to us thereby
是因着他所作的为我们成就的何等的丰富
Remember he's got the book in his hand
我记住他在他手中拿着那个书
He put the title deeds of his inheritance
他已经得着这个是一切的产业这个的契来到承受了
There are those mentioned as beingwritten in the Lamb's Book of Life.
亦都有嗰啲系提到嘅，就系佢哋嘅名字系写在羔羊生命册上。
Are you there?
你系咪喺嗰度咧
？Have you recognized him, the Lamb?
你有冇认出呢位就系嗰个羔羊
？The Lamb in the midst of the throne is Jesus.
嗰个喺宝座上呢个羔羊啦，系耶稣。
Our Redeemer, our righteousness.
我哋嘅救主，我哋嘅义。
Our peacemaker.
我们的和睦和平者
Amen.
Amen. Amen.